Amen. No, you're fine. You're fine. Amen. Thank God for an opportunity to be able to sow seed, right? Amen. That was excellent. That was excellent. I'm telling you, once you get on God's financial plan, amen. Amen. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good. Thank you, sir.
Good. Amen. It's a great time to be alive right now. Amen. Tell you that. Amen. We was laughing because on the men's ATV ride, Chelsea thought of it. She put BYOF, bring your own food. I thought it was funny. Apparently nobody else did. Moving along then. Amen. Because she was very proud of it. I was like, you thought of that, didn't you? Yes. I was like, yep. I thought it was funny. She does a great job with the announcement, so. Because you don't want to see mine. It'd be something wrote on a piece of paper, me taking a picture of it, and then just them shooting it up on the screen. You're welcome. Amen. We'll pray and get after it. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. We thank you for another opportunity to gather around your word, to feed our spirit, man. I thank you, Father God, that for another opportunity to feed our faith on your word. I thank you, Father, not my will, but your will be done this morning. And I thank you, Father God, that my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your word this morning that I didn't plan on saying. But everything, everything that you would have for this congregation will come forth, and not only them, but also myself. And Father God, we thank you in advance for it, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen. Amen. I'm gonna y'all can turn over to John 15:7, please. John 15:7. Amen. It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what?
You will.
And it shall be done what?
Unto you.
Unto who?
Me.
Amen.
Amen.
You got the classic and the passion, please. The Amplified says, if you live in me, abide vitally, united to me, and my words, what?
Remain.
A very important word.
Amen.
Remain. Remain in you and continue to live in your hearts. Ask what?
Whatever you will.
And it shall be done for you. Amen. So this should obviously give us some answers to why sometimes we're not receiving things. When we're asking God for something and we don't receive it, this should answer some questions. Amen. Will you pull it up in the Passion, please? It says, but if you live in life union with me, and if my words live powerfully within you, then you can ask whatever you desire, and it will be done. Amen. Let's start about verse 8, or verse 1, please. Hello? Oh, okay. Grab my iPad. Will you grab my iPad out of the office, please? You got it? It's passion. It says, I am a true sprouting vine, and the farmer who tends the vine is my Father. He cares for the branches connected to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. Amen. Pruning, right? Pruning. What, y'all know the point in pruning stuff, correct?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah, we do or no?
Yes, sir.
The point of pruning is to make it grow more and so that you'll be able to get more things from it.
Yes, sir.
Right? Amen. Pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest. The words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you. So you must remain in life union with me, for I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit, so your life will be fruitless, useless, fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to me. I am the sprouting vine, and you're my branches. As you live in union with me, but this part I really love. What does it say? As what? As what? Whose source? So who's your source? Amen. Hallelujah. As you live in union with me as your source, what does that mean? That means that no matter the situation, you're always looking to him for the answer.
Yes, sir.
That you stopped going to anybody else, that you stopped asking your friends what you should do or whoever what you should do,
yes,
or
sir.
The bank, how should I take care of this?
Yes, sir.
Well, I need wisdom. I know God will give it to you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I heard a minister the other day, he was preaching and everybody was just kind of quiet. And he said, well, I can already tell that this is the right message I'm supposed to be preaching. Amen. That's how I feel right now. Amen. Go ahead and pull it back up, please. So he is the source, right?
Amen.
So whenever something's the source, what does that mean? Whatever is needed from that place is where it's coming from, correct?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'll read this to you. To remain means to abide or to dwell. The implication is not that this is a one-time occurrence, but that this is something that is ongoing. Think of anything electric you have in your house, right? For that item to work properly, it must be connected to the power source.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. As great and smartly designed as that device is, if it has no power, it's not going to work.
Amen.
It is useless. And we could sit there and get mad at it all day long. Why don't this stupid thing work?
Amen.
Call an electrician. Hey, come see if you can figure out what's going on with this. And everybody will look at you like you're crazy. You don't have it plugged in. What do you mean? They said just turn it on and it worked. Yeah, but you got to have the source to it connected. Amen. So for God to be our source, what do we need to do?
Plug in.
Stay connected to it.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Turn over to Luke 1, please. 37 is fine. Son, I had to control myself. I like to took off. Hallelujah. Amen. I enjoy the word. I enjoy the word. Hallelujah. Pull it up in the Passion first, please. Is it working? No, not one promise from God is empty of what?
Power.
For nothing is impossible with God. Next. Then Mary responded, saying, this is amazing. I will be a mother for the Lord as his servant. I accept whatever he has for me. May everything you have told me come to pass. And the angel left, right?
Amen.
Pull it up in the Amplified, please. For with God, what? Amen. For with God, what?
Nothing is ever impossible.
Amen. For with God, what?
Nothing is ever impossible.
Amen. For with God, nothing, 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 nothing. We need to have that in our vocabulary.
Amen.
Nothing is ever, ever impossible.
Amen.
Amen. And no word, and no word. What word? Amen. No word. From who?
God.
Your mom? Your dad? Your job?
No.
From who?
God.
Why do you keep repeating stuff? Because I want you to understand it. That's why. You know, it's important to get things. I can just read over it, but if you don't get nothing from it, then what's the point of being up here? Amen. But whenever you come in here with an open heart, ready to receive something, pulling on that anointing, then you'll receive exactly the answer you need. Amen. And not only the answers for right now, but for future things that might come up. Amen. Why? Because you're abiding in the Word. You're getting the answers you need. So whenever a situation pops up, you just throw the Word right at it and say, no, not today. I don't have to deal with this. For with God, nothing is ever impossible. Amen. It's got nothing to do with you. Amen. I said it's got nothing to do with you.
Amen.
Amen. For with God, nothing is ever impossible. And no word from God shall be what?
Impossible.
Shall be what? Without power, the source. Amen. Without power, the source. Correct?
Yes.
Amen. Or impossible of what? Amen. Impossible of what? Impossible of what? Amen. So no word is going to be impossible of fulfillment. Next, please. Then Mary said, behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. What?
Let it be done to me according to what you have said.
See, that's the place a lot of us need to finally get.
Yes.
Because Mary did not stop and start questioning the angel.
Amen.
She didn't say, look, I'm going to be stoned to death because I'm not married. So what do you mean I'm going to have a child and I'm not married? I'm going to die. She didn't start questioning, did she? Did she? What'd she say? Why'd she say that? Why'd she say it? She believed in the source. She believed that what he's speaking to me right now, it will be fulfilled. I ain't got to worry about what the world thinks about it. What God said is the final authority in my life. She said, let it be done unto me. She didn't say, hey, go talk to Joseph. Make sure that he'll marry me. Because even though it might look like I've had sex with somebody else already. And back then, that's a big no-no. They stone you to death.
Yes.
Y'all understand that, right?
Yes,
but yet she didn't start saying, I don't think I can do that, God, because I might die.
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Did she?
No, sir.
So then why do we look at little things whenever God says, all right, let's go move forward? God, are you sure you want me to go that way? What do you mean, talk to them?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. She didn't start questioning. She didn't back up from the answer. She didn't shy away from it.
Amen.
She faced it forwards and moved with it.
Yes.
Didn't move against it or past it.
Amen.
Let it be done to me according to what? What the doctor said? Look, we got to answer it like the Bible says to answer it. Does it say according to what the doctor said?
No.
According to what, physical scientists have said or whatever.
No,
physical scientists. I don't know what that is. You're welcome. What my physical senses say?
No.
Does that have anything to do with it?
No, sir.
Then why do we allow those things to speak to us and then we'll answer them? And not with the word, but with, you know, yeah, I don't feel good. You know, yeah, I'm not feeling too great today. Well, we can't afford that. Now, look, I'm not saying buy everything your little bitty eyes see.
Amen.
Trust me, because I did that for a little bit and got myself in a bind.
Yes, sir.
Because we started prospering and doing a lot better. But, you know, I needed to use wisdom and not just spending all the money all the time. And then all of a sudden you're getting a raise. Now you're going to look at buying something else with another payment. Well, now that raise you just got is of no effect now. Because now that money's gone as well with everything else. And so now, amen, amen. So you gotta use wisdom, right? And so we did. And Pastor Chelsea showed me something. When was that? Yesterday? Not this last December, but the December before. We, what'd we do? Where's the microphone at?
Hallelujah. So on my computer, I've been going through some things, and we found this paper. We heard a message from the Lord that really just the Holy Spirit just resonated with us, and it was, your debt is smitten. Okay?
Yeah.
Woo, man, so we took a hold of that. We got the scriptures down. We went through all of our debt, and we wrote it down, and it was quite significant.
Yeah.
I can just put it like that. And this was not this December, but the one before.
So 2020?
So, yeah, maybe it was 2020. Maybe it was the end of 2020, and
yeah,
we wrote it down.
Yeah, the end of 2020.
I found that on my computer. Every single one of those debts has been paid off. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore.
God, our debt is
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God forevermore. Thank you, Father.
Let it be done.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We're coming up. Blessed be God. Look, and God's not just a respecter of person. He won't just do it for us. I said, God won't just do it for us.
Amen.
Amen. But once you realize He is your source, that the Word is the last authority in your life, the last thing that you'll allow to speak to you, not your debt, not the economy, not what the world thinks, but what the Word thinks. Not thinks, but what the Word says. And this Word says that I lack nothing. Lack nothing. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I'm full of want. What does it say?
Shall not want.
Amen. Well, He won't just give you your wants. Yeah, He will. It says it right there. I shall not want. Amen. So she said, she didn't start questioning, look, I might die. God, what do you mean have this baby? What do you mean become pregnant? You realize I can die right now. You don't think God knew that?
Yeah, He did. Amen.
Y'all think that was a surprise? And He was like, huh, Mary, thank you for telling me. I did not know that. That's a good thing. Let me go back and rethink this and see how we're going to do it.
Amen.
Did He? Amen. She said, you know what? Be it unto me according to what you have said.
Amen.
According to what your word says. Be it unto me. I'm not going to worry about what the world thinks about it. I'm not going to worry about what my family says about it. I'm not going to worry about what my bank account's trying to tell me. I'm not going to worry about what my body's trying to tell me. Because according to the word, I'm healed. According to the word, I live in overflow. According to the word, I live in victory every single day of my life. See, we allow too much stuff to abide in us instead of the word. See, things of the world, like the economy's going bad. And so we'll start meditating on that, and then we'll start dwelling on that, and then we'll just camp out with it. And then that'll be the authority in our life now. Now, the world, the economy's... I thought that was my phone. I ain't lying. I was like, oh, man, I messed up. Let me check it. Let me make sure. Yep, all right. Hallelujah. We good now. Amen. 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 Where was we at? Camping, yeah. So what are we allowing to abide in us?
Yes, sir.
What are we allowing to abide in us? We need to ask ourselves that.
Amen.
Well, I don't know the scripture. Well, you get in the word, and then it'll let you know. You know, there's also an index in the back, or whatever y'all call it. And you can look up a word, and it'll tell you everywhere that it's at in the Bible. Also, Google does a great job. You can just, if you can remember like a couple words of a scripture, just type that in and hit search, and it lot 9 times out of 10, it'll pull up the scripture that you're looking for. Amen. So what are we allowing to abide in us, right? Where are we at? 38. So she didn't question it, did she? That's very important, and we need to learn from that. Amen.
Amen.
Let it be done to me according to what you have said.
Amen.
And the angel left her. Right? Next, please. 39. And at the time, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town of Judah. And she went into the house of Zechariah, entering it, saluted Elizabeth. And it occurred when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Next. And she cried out with a loud cry and then exclaimed, "Blessed, favored of God above all other women are you." Amen. And blessed, favored of God is the fruit of your womb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go over to real fast. Let me. Amen. Go to Jeremiah 1:12, please. You got the Amplified, please? Jeremiah 1:12, Amplified. She's got it up for us. It says, "Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and what?
Active.
Doing what?
Watching over my word to perform it."
Amen. So if I don't have the word coming out of my mouth, what's he performing then in my life? So that should answer a lot of questions for me there too. So if I don't have the word coming out of my mouth, but I'm worried, I'm speaking doubt, I'm speaking fear, I'm speaking anxiety, I'm speaking, you know, everything that the world knows, then how is God watching over his word in my life? Amen. You might as well say amen.
Amen.
Perform, I looked it up. It means to execute, to accomplish, to fulfill, and to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Turn over to Mark 5 real fast, please. Mark 5. We'll start about verse 21-ish. I'm going to tell you about Brother Hagin first. I've told y'all this a lot of times. Y'all remember his daughter. He was off preaching, and his daughter started getting a growth or a style, or no, it was a growth, he said, on the, like her eyelid right there. And so his wife wrote him and said, you know, she's got this growth. And so he said that, and he didn't pray for it immediately. Amen. Which is very it's extremely important that we do understand that. He didn't pray for that immediately. He didn't. He actually went 3 days before he even prayed about it. Amen. Unless it's an emergency, I wouldn't pray about stuff immediately. I'd go to the Word and see what it says about it first. Or I'd build my confidence up in the Word about that situation before I prayed about it.
Yes,
right? And so he said that he sent, he got the letter, and that night he opened the Word. He said, I started in Genesis, which I let Chelsea listen to it the other day. He said he could quote two-thirds of the Old Testament. Two-thirds of the Old Testament, he could quote it. That's amazing, right? Amen. But he said, I could sit here and just quote the scriptures, all the healing scriptures in the Old Testament. You know, I knew them. He said, but I started in Genesis. Amen. He got the Word in front of him. He didn't just quote. He said, I started in Genesis, and he said, and the reason I started there, because I got every healing scripture marked in my Bible. He said, and so I started reading all the healing scriptures on the healing out of the Word of God. He said, I did that for an hour. He said, all right, God, now I'm going to meditate on these healing scriptures I just read for an hour. He said, now I'm going to meditate on them for an hour. And so he meditated on the healing scriptures for an hour. And then he said, all right, now I'm going to go to bed for 2 hours, and I'm going to wake up. He said, I can go to sleep and wake up anytime I want to. Amen. We should too. Because the Lord gives his beloved rest. We're his beloved. We can go to sleep when we want to go to sleep. Amen. Our body shouldn't allow to tell us that we're in pain or we can't go to sleep or we're just wide awake. No, tell it to shut up and go to bed. Amen. Ask Chelsea, I can't. Get out and get gone. Amen. But he meditated 2 hours, got up, and started it over again. He said, then I started meditating an hour on the healing scriptures. He said, then I said, all right, now I'm going to sleep for 2 hours, and then I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to meditate for an hour on the healing scriptures. Did that all night long, not for one night. He said, the next day I got up, he said, I didn't start reading the healing scriptures or nothing like that. He said, because I was about to minister that morning at 10 o'clock. He said, so I didn't want my mind cluttered up with other stuff.
Amen.
And so he said, I started, just going over what I was going to preach on that morning. He said, but that night, he said, well, that day I got a letter from my wife again. Because he said they wrote a letter to each other every single day. Every single day. He said, you want to know how you stay in love? Write a love letter to your wife every day. That was amazing. I was like, son, they do this every day. Every day. But, so his wife wrote him and said, hey, our daughter wants to know what to tell the nurse. And he said, I didn't answer. He didn't even say nothing about it. Not one thing about it. But he wrote her a letter. Didn't mention nothing about it. And so that night, he went to sleep or did the same thing that he did the night before about reading the healing scriptures and everything, and then meditating on them, going to sleep for 2 hours and waking up. Well, I don't see the point in that. Well, you will. Hang on a minute. Amen. And so the next day, it was the third day, he got a letter and said, hey, our daughter wants to know what to tell the teacher or the nurse. He said, tell her that Daddy said that she's healed. And so she got home from school and went to go out and play, and her mom said, hey, hang on, Dad wrote a letter. He said to tell your nurse that you're healed. And he said that she looked at the ground for a minute and said, all right, well, if Daddy said so, then it's so.
Come on.
It's childlike faith.
Come on,
exactly what the Word says we need to be like.
Amen.
But a few things that he said I wanted to point out. He said, I meditated those scriptures until I built up that confidence in my spirit. He said, I couldn't doubt even if I wanted to.
Amen.
He said, I couldn't doubt even if I wanted to. I built that confidence of the Word up on the inside of me. And so now whenever he went to the throne and rebuked it and prayed over his daughter, the healing. The healing was there. Why? Because I couldn't doubt, he couldn't doubt if he wanted to. He built the confidence of the word of God up on the inside of him. To where once he spoke it, that's it, and that settles it. I'm not revisiting it. I'm not going to meditate. If I hope it comes true, maybe it might not. No, he built that confidence up on the inside of him. Amen. There's such a huge key there that we're missing. Not us, you know, people that ain't here. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's a huge key there. Just getting the word of God on whatever we're believing God for and just getting it on the inside of us to where we couldn't doubt even if we wanted to. Because once we start saying things like, well, I'm sick, or I have this, or I this, and I that, you know, I is ownership. I is ownership. Along, yeah, like Steve just said, and my is ownership as well. And so how are you going to pray with confidence that you're healed whenever you say it's mine or I have this? Because you're not saying I'm healed. You're saying, or by his I received my healing, you know, this day whenever I prayed, or I received my healing right now. How are we doing that? But yet we're saying things like, well, this is my sickness. This is mine. I'm this. I'm that. So now we're confused. Yeah. Now we don't know what we have. And so how is God going to be able to answer anything whenever I'm sitting here wavering back and forth? I don't even know what I'm believing God for at this point, because I'm saying that I'm sick, but I'm also saying I'm healed. Amen. Amen. Look, I understand it's a process. I get it. We're all growing. I've been there before. Right? I've said things like, well, you know, like whenever we had that bill, I said, well, you're going to have to get a job. The word of God didn't come out of my mouth, but the world's way of handling a situation came out.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The world's way of handling the situation, not the word's way.
Amen.
Amen. And so once we get in the word and we continue to abide in the word and see what he says about my life, how I need to live my life, what I need to do, and how I can live victoriously, how I can live in divine health, how I can be prosperous. The word of God tells us.
Yes, it
does. Amen. Amen. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
But the point where that he said that I built that confidence in my spirit. I built up that confidence in my spirit. What confidence? That as soon as I say amen, that's on my daughter's face will have to leave immediately. Or that one, I got the word so ingrained on the inside of me, whenever a situation, whenever lack tries to come to my front door, I answer it with, I don't have lack.
Amen.
I live in overflow. It's not welcomed in my house or around my finances. It's not, or anything that I own. Lack is not a part of my life. I don't accept it, and I won't accept it. Because I've already seen that God, he overflows my cup every single time. And if he's going to overflow it, why do I want to degrade it and just pour it out? Because see, I'm getting the cup and pouring it out every time I say, I can't afford that. Well, I can't afford that. I don't know if we'll ever be able to buy a house. I don't know if we'll ever have a nice vehicle. Look, I had a vehicle whenever I stopped at a stop sign. How many of y'all remember them old fog machines that would drive around town and kill all the mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Y'all don't? Nobody? I'm not that old.
No.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you're from. Oklahoma, they actually had a truck that had this big machine on the back that shot out this fog that would kill all the mosquitoes.
Yes.
And they'd drive around town.
Yeah.
Right? Looked like a big party in town. The fog machine, right? But regardless of that, whenever I'd stop at a stop sign, that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
In the truck that I was driving at the time.
Yes,
couldn't see nothing. I'd have to wait for all the smoke to leave so I could be able to even see if anybody else is at stop signs, see if I can even go, roll down the windows, try to get it all out of the cab. You just smell real bad whenever you get to where you're going. It wasn't fun. But we got past it. Amen. Hallelujah. Where'd we go? Mark 5? That's a good place. But he built up that confidence in his spirit. Amen. See, if I'm constantly meditating on, you know, well, the economy's doing this, the stock market's doing this, this is doing that, they're doing this, nobody's getting raises, any of this kind of stuff, this is hereditary, you'll have to die with that, this is yours. If I continually meditate on that, then that will pretty much just run my life for me. And it will always be at the front door of my house. I almost didn't get that out. Right there at the front door. Because if I'm, and even, you know, you can meditate on the word and it'll try to show up and you can let it in, but if you shut it off, it won't be allowed in. Right?
Yes, sir.
But if I'm constantly meditating on sickness and disease and things like that because I'm getting attention from it, that's pretty good. Thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yeah.
Then I should really rethink that. Because who wants to live their life like that? Because if I constantly meditate on it enough, I'll get to where I believe solely in it, and I'll have to live a life with it. Amen. Mark 5, and when Jesus had, King James, please. Sorry, I didn't tell you that before. And when Jesus was passed over again by the ship to the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh out of the rulers of the synagogue Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be what?
Healed.
And she shall what?
Live.
Amen. See, he knew that she would live.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he?
Yes, sir.
If he didn't, he wouldn't have said, shall live.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next, please. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, say 12 years.
12 years.
Next, please. And had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent what?
All that.
This woman was a woman of means. This woman had money. Because how are you going to see that many different physicians then? Because you're not going to do it broke. They didn't have insurance back then. But it's interesting that sickness, it's not just sickness that comes. Sickness allows everything else along with it.
Yes, sir.
Suffered. Suffering, pain, amen, lost all of her money, right?
Yes.
So it took all of her wealth, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather what? When she had what? I wonder who else heard of Jesus and yet didn't receive their healing, but just kept ownership of their sickness. Because she also had to contend with, she had a plague, pretty much, right? Because you're sick for 12 years, you're bleeding everywhere, all the time, constantly, and you're poor, and not only that, Jairus, he was a ruler of the synagogue, correct? And so if he sees you, you can be put to death immediately, stoned to death. That's how they just took care of people back then. And how horrible of a death would that be, to be stoned to death? You ever thought about that? To be stoned, that means all of us will get a rock, you stand in the middle, and we're just going to pound you until you die. So you're going to suffer every single rock that hits you until you're dead. I wonder how long that took. You ever thought about that? You know, so that's what Mary had to contend with. And now that's what this lady has to contend with. Because if they would have seen her, or if they come out into the public, they could be stoned to death. They could be put to death. And that's how you die. How long do you think it would take to kill somebody throwing rocks at them? Seriously. And every single rock is pain and suffering. And these are the thoughts that's hitting her. But yet she heard of Jesus. Right? She heard of Jesus. Came in the when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him and touched his garment. But as soon as she heard of him, this is what she started doing. What'd she say? What'd she say? Shall be. Amen. She knew, as soon as I get in contact with that anointing, this disease will desist. It'll be gone. Hallelujah. But yeah, she had to contend with the thoughts of, you go out there, they're going to kill you. You know what the rule says. And who do you think, what, you think Jesus is just going to stop for you? You really think that if you can get through this crowd of people that's doing what? Thronging him? So how many people is that now? So did she allow those things to abide in her? The thoughts of, you're going to get stoned to death if you go out there. Because you know good and well, that's what Satan's trying to convince her of. Correct? Yes. Okay, I agree. And not only that, now she's got to get out of her house. She's got an issue of blood, so she's doing what? Hurting. Right? Because it said it grew worse from what she had before. Right? So now she's really hurting with this disease. So now she's got to get herself up and actually get outside. And now she's got to contend with the crowd that's thronging Jesus, all these people around Jesus. I'm going to have to try to get through to get to him. But yet I got all this pain running through my body.
Yes, sir.
See, a lot of times we just read over scriptures real fast and don't think about them. Mm-hmm. Amen. The word of God will help us, though, every single time. Amen. So she had to contend. And, I mean, what do we have to contend with these days? Well, your job won't allow you to have that kind of nice house. Your credit score won't allow you to get a vehicle. See, the same things that they had to contend with, we have to contend with. We do. And so what are we going to allow the final authority in our life? The word or the world? A.K.A. Satan. Amen. One of us have a choice. Amen. We all have a choice. Yes, amen. Amen. She said, but if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And the Amplified, will you pull that verse up in the Amplified, please? For she what?
Kept.
For she what?
Kept.
For she what?
Yeah,
kept saying. So every time one of those thoughts came, I wonder how she answered it. As soon as I touch his clothes, I'll be whole. But you're going to get stoned to death as soon as I touch his clothes, I'll be whole. But you're too sick to get out of bed. As soon as I come in contact with that anointing, I'll be whole.
Yes.
But you can't get outside. Look at all them people. As soon as I get in contact with the anointing, I'll be whole.
Amen.
She continually answered everything that tried to tell her no.
Amen.
rock or something right there trying to trip me. If I fall down, you know what happened. For she kept saying.
Yes.
Amen. Brother Hagin constantly got into the Word and continually meditated on the Word. He kept saying the Word. He said, until I built that confidence up on the inside of me to where I couldn't doubt even if I wanted to. Why do you think she kept saying? She built that confidence up on the inside of her to where she couldn't doubt if she wanted to. And as soon as that confidence was built up is when the front door opened. Because that's when she started releasing her faith. Well, no, her point of contact was the garment. That's when she released her faith. But she's speaking it right now. And as soon as she came in contact with his garment, the anointing released faith. This is mine, and I have it now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
For she kept saying, until that confidence was built up on the inside of her. Amen. To where she couldn't doubt even if she wanted to. Amen. So if I'm doubting, I'm allowing things to speak to me more than what the Word is.
Yes. Amen.
Because anything that's causing me to doubt is contrary to the Word of God. Because that's wanting to rob from me and steal from me. But the Word of God wants to give to me and protect me. Amen. And keep me, right? Like I said a while ago, I wonder who else heard of Jesus, but yet didn't receive their healing. I wonder if there was other people sick in that town. I'm sure there was. And then I wonder, after she received her healing, who was like, well, why would God heal them and not me? Well, what was you doing? Well, I was sitting in my house because I was too afraid to go out there. Well, I didn't want to go because I didn't know if I'd receive it or not. Amen. But if I keep saying the Word of God, it'll build that confidence up on the inside of me to where I can't doubt even if I want to doubt.
Amen.
For she kept saying, right? If I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was what? Amen. Dried up. Where?
At the source.
Amen. And suddenly. Well, amen. And suddenly. See, she built that confidence up and then suddenly started taking place.
Amen. Hallelujah.
She said that word to herself over and over to where now it's suddenly time. She felt in her body that she was healed of her what? Distressing. What does that word mean? Distress. But what's a good definition of it? Anybody know? I don't. I just seen it. Those are good definitions. Tormenting, terrified. Terrified of what? I'm going to die with this. Not me. I'm just saying. I'm not. I need you to understand. I ain't saying I'm not. No. Amen. Was healed of her distressing ailment. Right? Next, please. And Jesus recognized in himself that power, amen, that power proceeded from him, had gone forth, turned around immediately in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? Right? Amen. If you go over in the same chapter, verse 35, please. Pull it up in the Passion, please. And before he was finished speaking, people arrived from Jairus' house and pushed through the crowd to give Jairus what?
The news.
The what? The news. There's no need to trouble the master any longer. Your daughter's died. Just come on, go back to the house with her. She's dead. See, and if that confidence is not built up on the inside of you, and you get some news like this, that's why it's important to get the Word of God on the inside of you. Don't pray about everything immediately. That's kind of a bad habit that we adopted, to be honest with you. Well, let's pray about that real fast. Well, let's get the Word of God on the inside of us first. Let's build that confidence up to where we know that we know that we know what the Word of God says on this situation. And as soon as we say, "Amen," I release my faith. Don't have to think about it from this moment forward.
Amen.
Amen. There's no need to trouble the master any longer. Your daughter has died. But Jesus, what?
He refused to listen.
Amen. We talked about this before. Refused. I looked it up in the 1820 Noah Webster. It says, denied, rejected, not accepted. So, but Jesus denied, rejected, and didn't accept to listen to what they were told.
Amen. Amen.
He denied, he rejected, and he didn't accept it.
Amen.
He denied it. He denied the what they were saying. Amen. To get on the inside. There it is. I found it. Hallelujah. And I lost it again. Nope. Found it. Well, I don't want to fall down. It keeps hitting my shoe. People's going to be like, "Oh, thank you, Jesus." No, I hit a rock. That's what happened. But Jesus refused. He denied, rejected, and didn't accept it. Amen. And that's how we need to take a lot of the things that people say. We deny. Unless it's the Word of God, we need to deny, reject, and don't accept it. So the words of "this is mine," "I have this," or "I," is ownership of whatever we're talking about. So why don't we use that kind of ownership towards the Word instead of what's going on? Right? Jesus refused to listen to what they were told and said to Jairus, said to the Jewish official, "Don't yield to what?"
To fear.
See, that's another thing. If we allow fear to get on the inside of us, or allow fear to affect us, along with it brings doubt. Amen. And so now we don't have a firm foundation to stand on, because now we're wavering. Now we're like, "Man, I don't know if God can't do this or not. You know, I prayed about it and I said that, you know, you'll live, but I don't know now. I'm just afraid what'll happen to you." Well, I allowed the fear to speak louder to me and more authoritative to me than the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
But if I'll take time to build my confidence up on the Word, on what I'm about to pray for, what I'm about to believe God for, if I allow the Word to build that confidence up on the inside of me to where I can't doubt even if I want to, whenever somebody comes up with that kind of bad news, you just deny, reject, and don't accept it. And just don't even, I mean, you can acknowledge them if you want to. Y'all remember Oral Roberts, he's with Dr. Jerry Savelle. They went overseas and everything, and I ain't got time to go into all the story, but they were at the table with rulers over in Africa somewhere, because they were wanting to build a huge hospital and things like that. And they're at this table with, I believe it's the vice president of the country, and Dr. Jerry Savelle's talking to the guy, and Oral Roberts is at the end of the table writing down something. And then he'd wad it up and throw it. And then he'd write down something, wad it up, and throw it. And then he'd write down something, and then he went, "Hey, look at this," talking to Jerry Savelle. He said, "Oral, I don't know what that says." He said, "That's my name spelled backwards." He said, "What are you doing? We're in here trying to get this land and stuff so we can build a hospital, and you're over here trying to write your name backwards?" He said, "How do you say it?" He said, "Well, first off, you're thinking too small." Talking to Jerry, right in front of the vice president of the country. He said, "First off, you're thinking too small. We need it, like two times bigger, double something." And he said, "Ask the game if we can just have double the land." And the guy said, "Yeah, y'all can have it." But he's talking about any time somebody would come up to Oral Roberts or any time they'd be around him and somebody was talking, thinking little, talking small, talking doubt, they said that he wouldn't acknowledge you. He'd just turn around and walk off. Because he denied, he rejected, and he didn't accept it because he's put the confidence of the Word of God up on the inside of him so much to where he knows that what they're speaking right now is untrue. And I do not want that to affect my life.
Amen.
See, people can think what they want to think, but they ain't going to think for me. So for them to speak into my life would be for me to accept what they're saying. But if it's not the Word of God, I'm going to turn and walk. Amen. We better stop. Amen. Amen. Did y'all get anything?
Amen.
Thank God. You and me both. Ain't going to lie to you. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. We'll let Brother Clint dismiss us and me and Pastor Chelsea meet y'all at the door.
Glory to God.